Everyone, Brother Ben here with a quick video. It's always great when something happens anecdotally that further validates the Word of God. And I want to provide you with a case study here that I think is an example of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, which of course says, "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." This is speaking about reprobates in this particular chapter, and a reprobate is somebody who hates and rejects the Lord to the point that God rejects them, gives them over to a reprobate or rejected mind. And what happens with these people oftentimes is if they're a Judas-type reprobate, they might give lip service to the right doctrine, lip service to the right gospel, but eventually their folly is going to be manifest unto all men. Eventually the damnable heresies are going to come out, the heresies are going to come out. It's going to happen. You just have to give it time. And Bo Ballard is an example of this. Now, if you don't know who Bo Ballard is, I don't blame you, because he's a pathetic loser. Nobody cares about him. Nobody likes him. He doesn't have any normal friends. Obviously, the only people who do like him are just freaks. But no one normal actually likes this guy. He was thrown out of Steadfast Baptist Church in Oklahoma City, the church plant in Oklahoma City, for being a malicious slanderer and liar. He calls my pastor a wolf. He thinks large portions of the new IFB aren't even saved, including pastors. The guy basically is a total psychopath, mentally ill, and, he's lost his mind. But the thing is, his slandering is not limited just to good men. The guy hates Jack Hiles and all kinds of really great pastors. His slandering isn't limited to just good men, but also the gospel itself. This is what he said on a public post on Facebook. He said, quote, LOL, and by the way, he's talking to a oneness heretic, okay? When you're making a oneness twerp look somewhat normal, that is really bad, okay? That says a lot about you. But he says, LOL, have you been completely ruined by the NIFB and its lies? What do you think repent means? Well, what do you think repent means, Bo? Because apparently it doesn't mean to turn from unbelief to belief. Apparently it doesn't mean change your mind anymore. Bo Ballard is messing with the definition of repentance. I guess now it means something different, according to him. But what do you think repent? I don't know. What do you think it means, buddy? He says, do you believe that if a person simply agrees to a bunch of biblical facts and declares it with a prayer, that they're saved? Now here we have the classic straw man against the gospel of Jesus Christ. People who believe in a work salvation oftentimes will smear the gospel as an intellectual assent to facts. Now, here's the thing. We don't believe that an intellectual assent to facts is going to get anybody saved. An atheist can acquiesce to a certain set of facts about Jesus, about the Bible, and not actually be saved because they're not trusting in Jesus Christ for salvation. And Bo knows this. This is a guy who claimed to do 75% of the soul winning in his church or some ridiculous number like that. So he knows that when we go out soul winning, we emphasize that people have to turn from trusting in their works or trusting in some other false god and instead place 100% of their faith and trust and rely and depend on Jesus Christ for salvation. And he knows we emphasize that when we go door knocking because he's done that. And according to him, he did 75% of the soul winning. So he's heard other people's presentations and things like that. He knows what we preach at the door. So he's either deliberately lying, okay, which, you know, everything the guy says is a lie, so it would make sense if that's what he was doing. Or he doesn't know what believe means himself. He might not understand what the definition of believe is. He doesn't know that believe means trust. So when we tell people they have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, of course, what we mean by that is they have to trust Jesus to take them to heaven. That's what we teach when we go out soul winning. And of course, he's slandering and strawmanning our position here, knowing full well that that's not what we actually teach. So either he's lying, or he doesn't know what believe is, you know, actually means, or both, right? So let's keep going. He says, I don't believe they are. I believe it takes the work of the Holy Spirit for a man to be born again, and when we make salvation nothing more than an intellectual transaction, we pervert repentance. So I guess he's been listening to Jeff Bourbon and James White, because this is what they would say. This is their argument right here. This definitely reeks of Calvinism. Perverting repentance, because we go out and tell people that they have to believe in some facts and then they're saved. No, we tell people they have to trust Jesus Christ to take him to heaven. That's what we actually preach at the door. Are there not examples of people who believed in the right God, yet he never knew them? Yeah, there are examples of that. You're one of them, Bo. You're an example of someone who assents to the existence of God and yet is going to split hell wide open. So thank you for providing yourself as a wonderful example of this situation here. He says, you don't have to follow Jesus to be saved, but I'll tell you this for certain. When I got saved, I acknowledged that Jesus Christ had the right to tell me how to live. So he was implying that we don't believe Jesus has the right to tell people how to live. How do you even respond to something like that? That's like saying, you know what, unlike the new IFB, I believe in the virgin birth. And it's like, we believe in the virgin birth. Unlike the new IFB, I believe in the deity of Christ. We believe in the deity of Christ. Unlike the new IFB, I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. Yeah, we do too. We believe that Jesus has the right to tell you how to live your life. We just don't believe that you have to obey the commandments of Christ to go to heaven. And so what he's doing here is he's saying, you don't have to follow Jesus to be saved. But I'll tell you this for certain, when I got saved, I acknowledged that Jesus has the right to tell me what to do. Almost as if you have to want to do that which is right, or try to do that which is right, rather. You have to try to do that which is right, or else you're not really saved. And let me tell you where he's teaching a total work salvation. It's coming up right here. I don't believe anyone gets saved without acknowledging Jesus Christ as both Savior and Lord. Now, that is lordship salvation. This is not what he means. He doesn't mean you have to believe Jesus is God. What he means is you have to make him Lord of your life. And this is the classic rhetoric of somebody who would say, oh, you got to make sure Jesus is Lord of your life. You got to make him Lord. Look, we don't make Jesus Lord. He is Lord, whether you believe it or not, because he's God, manifest in the flesh. And the thing is, what he's teaching is that you have to obey Jesus. And if you don't really obey Christ, if you don't make him Lord of your life, if you don't acknowledge him as Lord, make him Lord of your life and obey him, then you're not really saved. And he's going to claim otherwise, but it's a denial of reality. That's what these people do. Oh, I didn't really mean that. Look, it doesn't matter. Your teaching works. He says the Jesus Christ who's not Lord isn't the Jesus of the Bible. That's the Jesus of Steven Anderson and the new IFB. So anyone who's normal would go, well, hold on a minute. It's not like the new IFB denies the deity of Christ. That's because that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about how we don't believe in a lordship salvation. We don't believe that if somebody doesn't necessarily follow the commandments and do good works, that, you know, they were never saved or something like that. But that's what he believes. Okay, that's what he means when he says that it's a work salvation, is lordship salvation. The guy's obviously a devil, an arrogant, narcissistic punk. And the thing is, he's been slandering good men for months and months and months publicly. Now he's messing with the gospel. So he deserves to get punched in the nose. Of course, I mean that figuratively, although I wouldn't necessarily cry about it if it happened physically to him. But look, give reprobates time, and they're going to come out with all kinds of weird stuff. That's the point of this video. He goes on, he says, no man can tell you how to be born again. We can only tell you who to go. I'm not even sure what that means. Being born again is that of the Spirit. So no man can tell you how to be saved. No man can tell you how to be born again. So I guess the Philippian jailer, when he asked Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved, according to the Bo Standard version, the answer should have been, we can't tell you, buddy. It's a work of the Spirit. Can't tell you. Sorry, you're either picked by God or you're screwed. And this is just hardcore Calvinist verbiage here from this guy. So, you know, it's work salvation. It's lordship salvation. Bo Ballard is an unsaved devil. And I pray that God shuts his mouth and sends him quickly to hell before he infects other people with this poison, with this garbage. Here's the thing. It just further validates the scriptures when you see things like this happen. No one cares about Bill Ballard, obviously. But just in general, when you see examples like this, you know, you meet a sodomite, for example, you encounter a sodomite out soul winning, and they want nothing to do with the Bible, nothing to do with the gospel. Hey, just further validates Romans 1. And when you see a guy who was thrown out for being a total psychopath, an obvious reprobate, now come out with Lordship Salvation, which, you know, he didn't preach before, and now all of a sudden believes it now and is promulgating it now on his Facebook, it just further proves 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, their folly shall be manifest unto all men. Just give it some time, folks. So if you were on the fence about this guy, if you knew who he was, maybe you went to Steadfast OKC and you were kind of on the fence on whether or not he's saved, weren't ready to declare him unsaved just yet, hopefully this video is enough evidence for you to realize, yeah, the guy is a devil and he's going to split hell wide open. So beware of Bo Ballard. If you see him on Facebook or in the YouTube comments section anywhere, just run the other direction. It's not even worth engaging with the guy. Because he'll just deny reality. I'm sure he'll comment on this video, claim, you're misrepresenting me. But they deny reality. This is the playbook of the spiritual Democrat. You know, they'll just sit there and go, I'm not wearing glasses right now. I know that I have glasses on my face, but I'm not actually wearing glasses right now. I am not wearing glasses right now. I am not nodding my head right now. You are misrepresenting me. You are a railer. I am not nodding my head. I am not wearing glasses. That's what they do. And when somebody has shown themselves to be a reality denier, when you both look up at the sky and they, with a straight face, claim that the sky is green, just don't bother engaging with them. Just expose them and move on with your life. And so that's what's going on here. Thanks for watching, everybody. Hopefully, Bo Ballard just gets destroyed by God. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you guys again after a while.